This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So the National Planning Commission has weighed in on the current electricity crisis, and let's not kid ourselves, we are in a bit of a crisis here. They're calling for an emergency plan to end load shedding within 2 years. The NPC, which advises government on the long-term development issues of for the country, specifically said the implementation of the National Development Plan, rather, that's what they focus on. They're calling for 10,000 megawatts of wind and solar power and 5,000 megawatts of battery storage to be built as an urgent priority, which would require the short-circuiting or lifting of some regulatory constraints. The NPC says that for this to happen, though, the declaration of an energy emergency would be required that will make it possible to override some of the red tape that is preventing the acceleration of delivery of new generation capacity. Let's speak to a commissioner then at the NP National Planning Commission, Joanne Yawich, joining us on the line. Good morning to you, and thanks so much for your time.
And morning to Biso.
Right. By the way,
energy, great to be here.
Thank you so much. Energy and analyst Chris Yelland is also listening in. We'll get his thoughts as well in a moment. But just to say that, I mean, the thrust of the argument that is being made here by the NPC, it seems that you are actually moving away from the idea that the solution to load shedding lies in fixing Eskom itself. I'm sure it's a part of it, but it seems to me that we need to be thinking beyond that or go further than that.
So I think that where we are coming from is from the recognition that without a stable energy supply and an affordable energy supply in the country, you can't meet the goals of the NDP and you can't have a growing and inclusive economy. It's impossible for any modern economy. That is a bottom line assumption. And in the proposals that we've made, we haven't sidelined Eskom. I think that we are presuming that, for example, one could quite significantly expand the plan that Eskom has to be able to lease out its land for the for building wind and solar on its own land that would connect to grid in areas like Mpumalanga, where there is grid connection and where there is spare capacity. So what one is looking at ways that we can, in the very short term, put all of our shoulders to the wheel as a country, cut through all of the red tape and get some of the developments in place really urgently that would then create the kind of stability and security of supply that would then allow us to address Eskom and the country's longer-term energy problems. Mm-hmm. So it really is in the same way as we dealt with COVID, by pulling everybody in society together around a plan and implementing that plan. We're saying that that is needed in relation to energy. It doesn't mean that in the long term you don't need to ensure that you have a much bigger and more stable, longer-term diversified energy supply. But it is saying that we do have to deal with load shedding.
Mm-hmm. You speak of a diversified energy plan. I'm wondering to what extent the current iteration of the IRP, Integrated Resource Plan, is reflective of that understanding and appreciation of a need for that mixed energy solution.
I think the IRP does appreciate the need for a mixed energy solution. I think there is broad consensus, including from the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy, that the IRP does need updating. And as that process goes, I'm certain it will be done in relation to our intentions to have a diversified energy mix. And that's the direction we have been going in. I think, though, that what we are sitting with is a very old and failing infrastructure. It is very complicated to be able to get it repaired and stabilized. Many of those power stations are reaching end of life. The IRP itself has a decommissioning schedule for the Eskom power stations, and it is causing huge problems in stable supply at the moment, and that is the immediate crisis that we need to be dealing with.
Of course, detractors of renewables, so the use towards of renewables used to always talk about the high cost of renewables, and obviously this has largely changed the more that they adopted the costs, and so the costs have also come down. What other opportunities exist in going this route, apart from the obvious of actually alleviating our current electricity shortages?
Okay, so I think that building a new renewables industry in South Africa is something that is very important. I think that there is certainly long-term potential for being able to build a manufacturing industry around producing various components of the renewables value chain. There is certainly a large industry in relation to the operations and maintenance of that infrastructure. A number of years ago, government was starting to roll out very widely a solar geyser program, including in a number of townships around the country that stalled. There's big opportunity there to be able to get those industries up and running. There were lots of small and medium enterprises that were set up to support that subsequently went out of business. We need to revive that. So I think that there are many ancillary benefits that could come out of it. And particularly as we start to decommission coal for power stations, one is looking at new opportunities. We need to provide new opportunities for the workers in the communities in the vicinity of those power stations, so that you don't also destroy local economies. So I think a very large part of the short-term solution would be, in fact, to build renewables plants adjacent to and linked to in coal-producing areas.
All right. So Joanne Yawich, Commissioner at the National Planning Commission, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. In a moment, we'll get the perspective of Chris Yelland, who's an energy analyst who's spoken and written a lot in the past about this issue.
Power Breakfast with TT. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. on Power 98.7.
Right. Let's stay with that subject then of talking about how we address this energy crisis that we're in, or electricity crisis that we're in. NPC calling for an energy emergency that will allow the removal of red tape and allow to us to bring on more renewables onto the system. Chris Yelland was listening in on my conversation there with Joanne Yawich. He's an energy analyst joining us on the line. Good morning to you, Chris, and thanks so much for
good morning to you and your listeners.
What are your thoughts on what's being put forward by the National Planning Commission? I gather you would think necessarily anything new that's been put forward here.
Well, it is very new in terms of the current thinking in South Africa. But I think there are a number of initiatives that are beginning to align. And I'm very supportive of and in broad agreement with the thinking now of the National Planning Commission. Please do understand that this is a short-term emergency plan. It is not intended to replace all the normal things that utilities and municipalities should be doing, including maintenance, refurbishment, demand-side management, energy efficiency, having a suitable energy mix going forward, etc. So this does not replace those normal things. Those are what normal utilities should be doing. I take it as a given that they are doing them. They're not doing all of them, but they should be doing those things as part of their normal activity. What I'm talking about here and what the NPC is talking about is a short-term emergency intervention over and above all those normal things. So the suggestion that it's one or the other is wrong. The suggestion that it's, they should stop maintenance and focus on the proposed emergency plan, that's absolutely not correct. So I just wanted to make that point strongly. That this is a short-term intervention. It's an emergency plan to deal with a specific problem that we have right now. We have, over the years, got ourselves in a position where there is an immediate deficit of generation capacity, both energy and capacity, that needs to be addressed so that we can get on top of the situation and then we can continue with our normal activities.
And do you concur with that? It is possible that within 24 months that we could add this 10,000 megawatts of new generation capacity?
More than that. Hmm. 10,000 megawatts of wind and solar plus 5,000 megawatts of battery energy storage is absolutely, certainly possible. No question about it. If we put our mind to it and make this a national priority project and remove all those things that are standing in the way and putting in place things that will help speed these things up, just like was done in Vietnam. I'm not sure if you're aware that in Vietnam, in 1 year alone, they installed 9,000 megawatts on houses and commercial buildings alone.
Wow.
In 1 year, in addition to the normal utility scale generation objectives of the country. So I'm not saying that that replaced anything else, but that was in addition. And that's in 1 year. Now, I've been to Vietnam. It's a country of a similar kind of economic development to South Africa. You know, 30 years ago, it was completely devastated by war. Today, they're similar to South Africa. They have a mixture of fairly advanced cities like South Africa, as well as rural poverty and inequality, just like South Africa. They did it 9,000 megawatts in 1 year. I'm talking about 15,000 megawatts in 2 years. If they can do it, of course we can do it. It's certainly possible to do.
And what would become of Eskom? How would we bring them along in this while we embark on this emergency energy emergency?
Yeah. Look, Eskom is not going anywhere soon. Eskom is always and will continue to be by far the biggest player in the room. But we need to help Eskom. It is not able at the moment to meet its burden. You can see that. We're having stage six load shedding. Every person, company, municipality, mine, farm in the country who installs and supplements their electricity needs with alternative energy sources reduces the burden on Eskom. I'm not saying that Eskom must go away, not in the slightest. Eskom is absolutely critical for South Africa. But we have to help Eskom meet its burden because it's unable to meet its burden right now.
Great stuff. Thank Chris Helland, as always, for your insights. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All the best.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.